Welcome to the Become Limitless Podcast, Season 4. Hello and welcome back. Let's get into this week's episode. We're going to be talking about a carnivore diet. So, I did the vegetarian thing, and now I'm going to go the other way. Of course, because with every type of experiment that I do on myself, and any experiment you should do, should be controls, and there should be both sides of the argument that you're trying to obviously hypothesize and try to find results for. So, vegetarian, no meat, let's go only meat. So what is a carnivore diet? Let's get into that. Carnivore is, for me, the full strict carnivore diet is to just eat meat, salt, butter, eggs, and any other meat you want to throw in there as well. So the idea is there's no fruit, there's no coffee, there's no vegetables, definitely no vegetables. And the premise behind all this is, and the why carnivore might be something that could work, might be something that you want to try, is that we look at how things defend themselves and how they want to stop you from eating them, because everything wants to survive. Everything's got a survival mechanism. For us to survive, we can run away, we can do things, we can defend ourselves. Same with cows. Cows can run away. They can defend themselves to a certain degree. Same with chickens. Same with, like, all those animals can run away. They have ability to run away. That's their defense. Then we go into nuts and trees and roots and vegetables and things like that. They don't have the ability to run away. So how do they defend themselves? How do they stop animals eating them? What mechanisms do they have in place that allow them to stop being eaten? Why will animals not eat them? And that looks at a lot of defense chemicals. So they're a chemical defense system that they have in place to stop or to deter animals from eating them, so they can keep going on, keep living like they want to. So the premise is that these defense chemicals, over time, if you have fruits and veg and nuts and roots and all those things, actually do start to have a detrimental effect on your body. I know there's a lot of things to say. There's so many micronutrients and all this, that. Yep, we're not talking about that right now. We're just talking about defensive side of capabilities. And animals don't have a chemical defense. They have a ability to run away. Where plants, roots, nuts, seeds, that kind of thing, their defense is chemical. So when we eat it, and our bodies might be able to use it, might not be able to use it, there might be a defense chemical that actually does, like, respond to the body, hurt the body, create inflammation, do all those things that we don't want to have happening to our body. Now I want to talk about fruit as well, and fruit falls into its own little category. It's obviously, it's not going to be part of the carnivore, strict carnivore diet, but it technically wants to be eaten. Fruit is appealing and sweet, so that you can eat it and then spread those seeds for the plant to then obviously reproduce. So it has an evolutionary standpoint, a purpose for fruit. And fruit wants to be eaten, not the seeds, the fruit wants to be eaten. So it's really important that we look at these things and the way that, and that's how I looked at it too. How will it defend against me? And how's that going to react in my body? So obviously I still have a lot of asthma problems, skin problems, and trying to work on that, especially very strongly this year. We're going to really, as of this episode that I'm recording right now today, going to be going strict carnivore again. And I tried it for, I think I went for about 7 days last time, strict carnivore. So it is a simple diet, but so very, very hard when you're used to variety, when you're used to sugars, which I am very addicted to, used to carbohydrates, especially my type of exercise I like to do, triathlons. How will this all work in? How will this work when I go to ketosis? Because ultimately, I'm not going to be eating any carbohydrates. It'll just be fat and proteins. And that's where my body's going to have to start sourcing energy from, ketosis, turning fat and energy, and all that kind of jazz that happens when you cut out carbs, a no-carb diet. So with this diet, I wanted to talk about just a couple of pros that I've found in that week that I did it strictly. It's easy. I know I get up, I know what to have. I'm not going to having steak. I'm going to be eating steak or mince or something pretty fatty. So the butter is really good for the fat. I'm going to be having salt on that steak, on that mince, and nothing else. That's all I'm going to be eating. That's what I'm going to try to eat. I can cook up a brisket, but it's just going to be meat-based product, meat only, and that's it. No herbs, spices, no flavoring. The only thing we're allowed to use is sugar. Sorry, salt, not sugar. I want sugar, but I'm not allowed to have sugar. Salt, meat, and that butter is what I've been using. And eggs. Oh, you have eggs as well because they're so very, very healthy for you. So that's the way I'm going to do it. You can go really strict and just have steak. Steak, butter, eggs. Steak, butter, salt. Or you can even just go butter, steak, and salt. No coffee. That's a big one for people. That they can't have their coffee. There's no not allowed to have coffee because coffee is a bean. Bean is obviously got the same defense chemicals. So we want to stick away from that. Just having nice, filtered, beautiful water is what you'll be looking at with meat only. So I'm going to be going from now. I'm going to try and go for a whole 30 days. I'm going to really, really, really push and stick to this 30 days and see what kind of changes happen. I do know when I did it the first time for the 7 days, my asthma started to feel better, cleared up. My skin did start to feel better and clear up as well. And I felt good. I felt really strong. I felt really good. I didn't feel sluggish. Another pro to this is that it's actually not too expensive. You actually start to eat less food. When you normalize your blood sugars, your insulin, all that kind of thing, you don't feel hungry as often. I'd eat only maybe twice a day. Big steak, twice a day, maybe even less. It all depends on how you are and what your energy output is and what you need to be putting back into the body to fuel it properly. I also have my Primal Energy, which is an Australian company. It's just that liver, kidney and heart. That's been freeze-dried and put into a tablet form. And that's got a whole heap of micronutrients in that, like a lot of nutrients and the organs of beef from in Tasmania and Australia. So I will put a link, eventually I'll put a link up there for you guys if you're interested, if you're from Australia and you want to have that. You can also use, I believe it's called Heart and Soil from America, if you're in America. Same thing. They've got very, very... I've noticed the difference. I feel really good having these supplements. It all depends on what your budget's like. You can get that. You can buy liver yourself if you want to, and you can do your own thing with liver if you like liver. Make sure you prepare it right. Make sure it's sourced from trusted known areas, because there can be toxins in the liver and all that kind of crazy stuff. But do your research when it comes to liver and to heart and to kidneys and that kind of thing when eating that stuff. I just found it really easy. Not had to have to cook it. Kids don't like the smell of it when I cook it. So I could just use this readily made, readily available, very trusted source from Tasmania beef that I can just take 2 tablets to 4 tablets a day, and it gives me heaps of micronutrients that I need. The cons to this diet, it's boring. It's so very, very boring. There's no variety, it's only meat. So if you're one of those people that really, really likes variety, or is addicted to sugar like I am, you are going to struggle to start with. You're going to really struggle, and I really, really struggled. And again, 7 days is all I lasted, and I had to have something sweet. So I was able to talk myself out of it. I let that internal dialogue dictate what I wanted to do, what I wanted to eat. So I really needed to get on top of this. So I'm doing this podcast, and it's going to be a kickstarter to me kickstarting this journey and really sticking to this diet. Okay, so we'll go over again just a couple of examples. So you want to have electrolytes when you're beef only to start with as well. I did forget to say that before. So if you're doing a really strict carnivore diet, make sure you get electrolytes with no carbohydrates, no sugars, just electrolytes, okay? You might need those to start with, depending on how much you're sweating and all that kind of stuff, to replace those electrolytes you're losing. You can have maybe beef, eggs, bacon, and butter could be another one to have a bit more variety. And then there's obviously the way you can go of fish, lamb, chicken, eggs, bacon, butter, and different meats like that, that you could be trying lamb or like in different cuts of those areas to give you a bit more variety. It's easier to find and source beef that's grass-fed and grass-finished. We don't want the grain-finished beef as much as possible, because obviously that's putting grains that could have that possible same, again, that same effect on your body, sorry. Obviously the cow's done its bit with its four stomachs to break down all that stuff and try and make it as harmless as possible to us once we eat, start eating the meat. But again, chickens, fish, like all that kind of stuff, they get a lot more dangers involved with that. So fish can be really heavy metals, toxins from the being the nature they are, they're fish. Chicken, always hormones, a lot. Like, it's hard to find a chicken that hasn't been pump full of hormones just to make them bigger and sell better. So beef's easy to source that stuff. You can probably find lambs, local farmers. If you can find a local farmer, you can see where they're doing, what they're doing with their products and produce. Then you can source that stuff if you're happy with where you're getting it from. So, but that's one of the examples. Again, I'm going to go over why I'm going to give this a crack. Is just those autoimmune diseases, why you might be doing it. Skin, gut, autoimmune, lots of people with issues, that's why they would do it. That's why they're going to give it a crack. That's why I'm going to give it a crack. I also found weight loss, eating less of that, less carbohydrates and things. I lost a lot of weight, but I also felt like I put a lot of muscle mass on as well by exercising as well as doing this, lifting weights, trying to do my triathlons as well. That was one of the tricky parts too, doing triathlons and doing that cardio, long distance stuff. I had to get used to that style of energy, not just carbohydrate energy. And being able to really get that inflammation, get that irritation feeling that I have when I'm with my skin, and that asthma, not having that asthma and not being worried that I'm going to have a tight chest when I go to exercise was an amazing feeling. And yet I still was able to talk myself into eating rubbish food and going down the rabbit hole. A lot of people say, well, why don't we go the animal-based diet? Raw milk, raw cheeses, what else? Eating fruits. And if you've got good self-control, you can eat the fruits, you can eat these products without diving into the sugars and starting the carbohydrates and going down that way. But just having carbohydrates from fruit and fueling yourself that way for what I do, triathlons, could be ideal. But I have to get to the stage where I don't want to go and eat the sugars, want to go and eat the rubbish food, rubbish carbohydrates, really high processed foods. When I get to that stage, maybe I can go back to animal based. But at this stage, I can't do that. I don't have the self-control. As soon as I start eating fruit, I get that sugar spike, or get that sugar feeling and that carbohydrate boost, and the body goes, yep, let's get into all the carbs I can find. Let's eat all the carbohydrates I can find. So it's really important that I get over that sugar addiction first, and get over the variety thing where I can just really start to hammer down and be very disciplined in this. So I still struggle so much with chocolates and sweets and like all those delicious things that are out there, and they're designed to be that way, and they're designed to make me want to eat them all the time, and they're designed to make you want to eat all the time. So I really need to get this and kick it in the guts, really, really start this again and really give it a good crack and see what happens, see where I go. No breads, no pastas. I'm just going to be eating steak, eggs, butter and salt, brisket, mince, and that's it. I'm going to be sticking to that, plus my Primal Energy supplements, and see where I go. I'm going to give you an update on how I go, what I go. Like, I'm going to do a weekly weigh-in, see what happens. I know a lot of other people I've talked to before about doing their carnivore diet. They did blood test results before doing it, and they found after doing it for 2-3 months that there was no drop in any of the micronutrients. They had everything. They had elevated vitamin D, which is one of the surprising for this one person, which is pretty impressive. Vitamin D is very important vitamin for our immune system function well. So if for it to be elevated higher than it was before, means that his immune system was getting a good boost from that vitamin D, and that the sunlight was actually working in his body. So the sunlight was converting that vitamin D into vitamin D, sorry, and you were utilizing that vitamin D, and he was able to really boost his immune system. Lost lots of weight. Like, you lose a lot of weight doing this because you eat a lot of unnecessary food. when you don't eat a lot of protein, you eat a lot of food that you just don't need to eat during the week or during the day. So again, I got off topic, sorry, that when I did first do it for the 7 days, I went from 82 kilos down to 74 in 7 days, and I didn't feel or look sickly losing that much weight in that time. I didn't look horrible. And I don't know if it was 7 days, it might have been 14 days now that I think about it. Yeah, it might have been over 14 days. I did break it on the 7th day, and I went back into it for a little bit. Yeah, so I lost a lot of weight really quickly, but it didn't feel bad. It was just like losing a lot of water weight, maybe a lot of carbohydrates, making whole water, so I lost a lot of water weight there as well. So if you want to follow along, give it a crack. The carnivore diet, I'm going to start as of today, the 15th of March. And we're just going to give it a crack. See how you go. What can it hurt? It can't hurt you. It really can't hurt you. You're going to keep eating proteins. You're going to keep eating that things. And as long as you're aware of what you're doing, what's happening to your body, if you do start to see side effects, something happening to your body that you're not used to, maybe if you are going from like a vegetarian or vegan style of eating, maybe you should really just start to, you know, eat a little bit of meat if you want to give this a crack. Get your body used to eating that meat, getting your body used to making the stomach acid again to break that down, to be able to break it down and use that meat and those micronutrients and all the nutrients that are in meat. Get yourself used to it that way, but get into it. Let's give it a crack and see what happens, especially if you have like autoimmune problems, skin disease, gut problems, asthma, like anything like that, psoriasis, aching joints and pains. Just give it a crack, see what happens. You've got to stop drinking as well. I don't ever use. I do forget this, but I don't drink anymore. So I've got to mention it to people. You can't drink. There's no drinking. There's no coffee. Water only. That's it. So it's very important that we follow those strict rules. And it's very easy diet, as in it's simple, but very hard to follow, as in there's no variety. You won't be getting a dopamine hit. I also want to mention here that when eating, you'll know when you're full when it comes to meat. When you're eating a steak, nice big steak, and it starts to get to the point where it just doesn't taste nice anymore, it's time to stop. That's enough food. It's enough steak. Your body's going, yeah, I'm satiated. Time to stop. So really listen to your body. Really listen to what's going on when you're eating this food. And if you do have any issues, slowly work back into your normal diet again. If you have any problems, work back into the normal diet. Listen to your body. Your body's amazing. It's so in tune if you listen to it, okay? It'll tell you what's going on, what's wrong. So that's the end of this episode. If you have any questions on any of the things we've just covered, feel free to send in a message to the Facebook group, the Facebook page, or send a voice message in if you want it to be put into another episode. Then I can answer those questions on that episode. I can answer a lot of questions on the episode on what more information you need, and obviously provided a better service to you guys out there that are listening, because I want to give you as much information as possible on a wide variety of topics to make your lives as best as they can and for you to become limitless. So that's it for today.
If you like the episode, make sure you share it with all your friends and family, and make sure you get on that Facebook page and give that a like and follow it. Also get on our Instagram and follow along there too, so you can keep up to date with what's happening in the Become Limitless community. Until next time, stay limitless.